A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard all about what was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some of them were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared, and still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who is this then about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you have a when I get around to it list? When I have the time, I'm going to see, I'm going to call, I'm going to do something, maybe read something, pray, study. We express momentary interest in something, and it sort of hangs in the air for a someday that rarely comes. In the Gospel today, we hear about Herod, and he hears about this Jesus and his disciples healing people and preaching throughout Galilee and creating quite a stir. And in the this story is set in the court in Tiberias where he was, and it's, who is this Jesus? I thought I had trouble with John the Baptist. Luke uses the reading to foreshadow the opposition of authority to Jesus' mission and the church. But I also see in this story Herod putting Jesus on his get-around-to list. He doesn't travel to see him or even invite him. He also doesn't arrest him. Maybe he learned from John. And that lingers on the air. He kept trying to see him. Really? It hangs in the air. What about us? What about God? What about us and those family members who long to hear from us? What about that Herod inside of us that threatens our ability to respond to God today, now, the only time we have? Today's gospel seems to urge us to stop speculating and remembering our get-around-to list. Today, can we think of one person we men to contact or see? And do something about it. And if it is our relationship with God that needs tending to, let us consider how we might meet Jesus today.